1865. As the last shots of the Civil War faded into history, would-be millionaires tramped to the pine-bound wilderness shrouding Lake Vermilion. The Lake Vermilion gold rush was the strike that, kind of wasn't. Today it makes for an interesting footnote to the region, whose true riches are nature-made. The lake has become the centerpiece of Minnesota's newest state park, and the first large-scale park added since Tetegouche in 1979. Made official in 2010, Lake Vermilion State Park, just south of Superior National Forest and the Boundary Waters, has a little bit of everything. Pre-Cambrian geology, Native American history, Iron Range mining history, ties to a lukewarm gold rush, and bountiful nature. 3,000 acres worth. To get the lowdown on this latest jewel in the state park crown and find out what we can expect as the park opens up services over the next few years, I took a tour of Lake Vermilion with park manager Jim Essig.
So again, this part of the shoreline is very indicative of what you see for the next 10 miles. So starting at that point that we just looked at, a lot of the shoreline, very rocky, these real nice vistas, these overlooks. A lot of this, what we've talked about right now from a development standpoint, is we don't want to impact the view from the lake. And so everything that we're going to do is we're going to try to keep them set back on the shoreline far enough that you might, in that campsite, still be able to see the lake. But if you're on the lake, you're not going to see that campsite. We've been asked to be very careful not to change the look of the shoreline. Right now, the only thing I've got on this stretch, you can see over there, we have a small day use area. We'll have several of those type, probably a little bit further back than that one is, and those will be remote campsites. So people can come in, they can boat into them or canoe into them. We'll have canoes available if they want a canoe. Boat tours is another thing. We dabbled in it last summer. They were really, really, really popular. And so I think there's definitely a need for some boat tours on this lake. You know, they have a mail boat on the lake right now. She goes out almost daily, but she only has room for one or two people. Yeah, she does mail run, brings mail to some of the local cabins. Hey, it's a little different up here. You don't have roads connecting all this stuff. It's been going on. I've been here 22 years. She's done it for all of that plus.
One of the reasons this area was considered for preservation was the extreme age of its exposed rock.
If you go back about 2.7 billion years, this was all ocean.
I can't imagine 2.7 billion years.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
The local banded iron formations were the subject of a Discovery Channel film crew.
Much like the Hawaiian Islands, that you had volcanoes that kept erupting and building and building and building until you had this landmass that was built, again, like the Hawaiian Islands. But at that point, some plate tectonics took over, and you had two plates, one kind of ducked under the other, and in doing so, caused these deep ravines to form. And those forms, where those formations were, is where actually the iron is. And so again, a lot of what you'll see geologically up here is somewhere in that 2.5 to 2.8 billion years old.
How is it that you got a state park when I don't think we've added a new one in years?
The governor had his fishing opener in Vermilion about 8 years ago, maybe. Governor Plenty, he really fell in love with this area. He came up for the fishing opener. He came back up with his family later that summer, and then a second time later that summer. And so there was a lot of attention in the governor's office at that point about Vermilion, and I think that's when Holston heard about this land possibly coming up for sale. Had we not bought it, what was being proposed by U.S. Steel was to develop it, and if they would have developed it, their phase one development would have been about 65 homes along the shoreline.
Lake Vermilion State Park has already opened for hiking. The 2.4-mile hiking loop Alaska Shaft Trail includes an overlook of the park's rolling terrain. Temporary multi-use winter trails were opened last winter for snowshoeing, hiking, and snowmobiling. And three temporary boat-in campsites have been available since last year. But you'll have to wait till 2014 for the rollout of the campgrounds and related amenities.
That entire piece of property are ridges like that. So you've essentially got two wetlands that come together in the middle and then discharge into Lake Vermilion. That wetland complex completely bisects the entire piece of property. So here's where we are. You got the wetland complex with a ridge on this side of it, and then you have a ridge on the other side of it, and then you have Lake Vermilion beyond that. And so from a vista or for a development as far as remote camping, those kinds of things, there's really not a bad spot out there. Any one of those ridges, you have just a phenomenal view.
This is Britt Amott for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.